We are learning Maseches Be'ah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom. In Rava's reason, why in Alabi Tovel Kalim on Shabbos or Yom Tov is because it looks like a tikkum, looks like you're fixing it. It was Tommy Tanai making a tar, and that's a little bit of like a malacha. So the Gemara says, what about a person? Because Basilis says a person can be Tovel. Tari says Nira Kameker, looks like it's cooling off. So Feitim Marakasha Hot Teinach, three lines from the bottom, Hot Teinach Ma'im Yofim. That's good if he goes to be Tovel in a nice swimming pool with beautiful clear water. Ma'im Ra Ma'ik Lameva, by dirty water, who goes to cool himself off in dirty water? What are you going to say there? That looks for sure like you're doing a tefillah and you're doing a tikkun. Amram Nach by Yitzchak for Amim. Sometimes Adam Bar B'Sharef, he's very very hot. He's coming in the sun for a while, but Reichat Filay Mishra, he'll even take a bath. Jump into water that was soaked, flax was soaked in there, so it's very smelly water. He'll go in that water. That's good in the summer when he's hot. In the dead winter, when is he jumping into dirty water? Or any water. Sometimes a person comes back from work, he's full of tit and tzayi, he's busy with the animals, busy with construction. He's a mess. He'll go into dirty water in the winter. Anything to get that dirt off, and therefore it's nira kemekar, and therefore you have a heter to be tovel, and it's not nira kemesakin according to Rava. Zokta Gemara, Tainuf, this is good b'Shabbos. B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be maker. Yom Tov also, you're allowed to be maker with cold water. But Yom Kippur, Ma'ik Lameima, what are you going to say about Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to bathe Yom Kippur at all. You're not the Rechitza Yom Kippur. If you go into the mikveh, everyone knows you're doing it the Shem Mitzvah, because if not, it's also Gomer. Might be also Daraisa. So it's doing the Shem Mitzvah, so everyone sees the Tikkun. Rav is a big chiddush. Tarus like this: Meek and Midi the Shabbos Shari of Yom Kippur Aser. It says it's not possible that Shabbos, which is so chomer, that Gabi Issim Malach on Shabbos is mutter, and Yom Kippur will be Aser. It can't be. Avad Yom Kippur has all the halachas, you know, like eat, you know, like wash this and that. But Gabi Issim Malach, it can't be that this is called a tikkun on Shabbos. You say no, Tefillah is mutter, it's not a tikkun. And Yom Kippur is Aser. Since Shabbos is mutter, Yom Kippur is also mutter. So even though it does no svara in Kippur Nira Kamekar, but they wanted to make it the same. And since Shabbos is mutter, they want Yom Kippur Mechama. Break the Mechamas, it's in the beginning of Masechtas Mechamas, he says, Umashli Osru Shabbos Otu Yom HaKippurim. So why do it all the way? Since Yom Kippur is also, because no Nira Kamekar, ask every Shabbos. He says, no, why? Because Shabbos Tadira, it's Tadir. It's usual, it comes every week. But the Rotul of Vatal, Kama Tvil Shemitzvah, a lot of Tvil Shemitzvah be bought them, Shachash Richuk Shayim Echel, because of Shash of one day, Huta Kobe, and Goyz and Lachatzom. I say, everything Mutter, everyone Goyz and Lachatzom. That's Rav Shita of Hayek. So, Dr. Marbias, the Rav Hayek, does Rav hold such a Svara that since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter in Ekpurim, so the same thing will be, let's say, a Shabbos. The same Shabbos can't be Mutter and us on the same Shabbos. That's what should come after Rava. But tonight I'll show you in the same Shabbos, according to Rava, you can have an Issa and a Heter. The halacha is that you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. And the reason why you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos is because Xera, you might come to produce the medicine, to grind salmonim, to grind spices, to make medicine. That's why you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But tonight it says in the Mishnah, someone has a very bad toothache, he should not swallow vinegar because it looks like you're doing refuah. But you can dip his challah into the vinegar and eat it kedarka, because that looks like you're eating. But if that works, it works, kevaldik. But Amin Olam, they ask you from another place, another Mishnah, lo yigameo pilot. You shouldn't take the chaymitz and gargle in your mouth and spit it out. But you could take it and gargle and swallow it, the chaymitz, the vinegar. So the stira, one hand says, you're not allowed to swallow it. The other hand says, you could swallow it. So what's the pshat? Abai says, you know what? The first Mishnah also, Ketan Nami, when it says, lo yigameh abeh, means to gargle and swallow it. Ketan Nami says, megameh upoilet, that means, no, Ketan Nami says, megameh upoilet, if I care. Swallow is better. He says, the Mishnah that says, you're not allowed to do it, also means to spit it out. Because you really let us swallow it, because that looks like you're eating it. But the first Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to do it, also means to spit it out. There's no stira. Both of them mean you're not allowed to spit it out, but swallowing it is fine. You're not allowed to spit it out, but swallowing it is fine. Both of them say that. But Rava says, no, I can answer the kasha. There's stira. One Mishnah says that you can't even swallow it, and the other Mishnah says, no, you can swallow it. The only thing about spitting it out, that's more nicker, it's more recognizable. You're doing it when you take it in your mouth, you spit it out, it looks like you're doing it for. When you eat it, it doesn't look so much like a four. And the other Mishnah says that you can't do that. Even swallowing is awesome. So the stira. So Rabba Amar Filtem Megameya Baleya. The first Mishnah says that it's also even to swallow it. Aye, the next Mishnah says it's mutter to swallow it. Like Kasha, kam koidem tivel, kam lachatibel. Before you eat the suda, so it's possible that you're drinking vinegar. Because sometimes it helps you, it's like an appetizer, helps you eat more. Mashaikin, after you finish eating, there is no reason why you're swallowing vinegar and not for a fu'an. Therefore, it is awesome. So the kasha is them isin that name of hoyel. Say hoyel the koidem tovel shari like a tovel namishar. How could it be? Before the suda, I have a toothache, I'm allowed to swallow it. After the suda, I can't swallow it. How could it be? Half the Shabbos is mutter to swallow it, half the Shabbos is awesome. I say hoyel. So the Gemara says, Hodebe Rava Mahi. Rava is chayz from the second thing. He holds like a bayataka that swallowing is fine, and the case of Isser is when you're spitting it out. So the Gemara says, Amayda, he Hodebe. How you know he's chayz from this one? Maybe he's chayz from the other one. They don't say hoyel by Yom Kippur, and maybe Yom Kippur is taka Osir to go to the mikvah. It says, Tfilas mitzvahs mutta, sai tishabav, and sai yom kippur. So therefore, he can't be chosen from that. So therefore, you have to be chosen from the second one. I, Frank Tosis, maybe be chosen from the whole Pshat Hashem, that's masaking. That the whole reason why he can't be tovel, that's masaking, that's where the kasha was, that why can Adam be tovel, instead of have to say Gnira Kamaker. Maybe go like Pshat Hashem as Schita, then you don't have a kasha in the first place. It doesn't pass by a person anyway. Or Shema Yavirenu. Maybe he has different Pshat. So Tosis says, no, the Gemara knew that Pshat was set in stone, that he wasn't being chosen. And just chayzer, we weren't sure what to be chayzer on. That he answered from Yom Kippur, or that he said by chaymetz. And that we're answering, that's better to answer the stira that he said by chaymetz than to answer what he said by Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim we know it's mutter to be tovel on Yom Kippurim tefilas mitzvah. Now Taisa speaks out that's only bizman man hamikdash when they were tovel bizmana. But these days, no man is never tovel l'shem mitzvah really. Enough of a shed mitzvah that's muta tishuvah mikpurim, and a woman also a tovel after shivan akim, which was a suffix of, but since it's not mamish bizmano, therefore they can wait another day and be tovel another day. And even though there's tefillah for mitzvahs oina and those things, no mitzvahs oina on tishuvah and mikpurim, therefore there's no tefillah bizmano mitzvah a kaponim on tishuvah and mikpurim, therefore they are not tovel on Yom Kippur on tishuvah lenidus. Now, one more thing to speak out is that we don't have these days something called Tfilas Kalim for Tumah, but we do have Tfilas Kalim, new Kalim. Are you allowed to be Tovel, brand new Kalim on Shabbos? You have a Kalim, you brought this beautiful bowl, salad bowl, you say, oh yeah, I forgot to be Tovel it. What can you do? Can you be Tovel it on Shabbos or not? So let's handle the reasons. So there's four reasons over here. Some of the reasons apply, some don't. The way that Rosh says is, the first reason Shem Yavirenu applies, because the mikvah is not usually in your house, you have to walk, and there's a gzera. The second reason Shem Schita does not apply, there's no Schita by Kalim, and there's no gzera out the regular clothing, because clothing would not tevel. The third reason Shem Yisha, also the Rosh says it doesn't apply, you're going to keep your Kalim around and not be tevel it. So the Bi'al Locha talks about, the Bi'al Locha says that's only Issa the Rabbanon, and also he says the food doesn't become Aser. So there's no gzera Shem Yisha so much on that. And the fourth reason, Misakin, you do have by Tfilas Kalim. So you have the first and last reason by Tfilas Kalim. So the Rif Paskins like the two middle reasons. And therefore, by Tfilas Kalim, you're allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tfilas Kalim Chadashim. But the Rosh Paskins like the first and last reason. And therefore, the feet of Rosh, it's Aser to be Tovel Kalim and Shabbos Yom Tov. How do we Paskin? The Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shinchav Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Siv Zayin says, Mutar Lahatvel Kichadosh Atalim Tfilah, Veyesh Oisrim, Sama Aser. The Yari Shemaim Yotzes Kulam, what you do, eaten in Klila and Yehudi, gives it to any Yehudi b'matana, gives it to a present to a non-Jew, the Yachzav Yishulenomeno, he borrows it back, the Ein Tzarek Tfilah, therefore it's not Nei Tfilah. The Mishburah speaks out that the Vyesh Oisrim is really the Iker reason, he brings them from the Darkin Moshe, and from the Shagas Aryeh, that they say that real Iker things are not allowed to be Tovel Kalim Chadoshim on Shabbos Yontif, which the Mechavah says anyway, Yari Shemaim, but the Mishburah is saying it's more than that, that's Medina Aser, Kemavuya and Darkin Moshe and the Shagas Aryeh. You like
give it to
Goyim
Shabbos?
Yeah, like give it to Goyim Shabbos, because Tzarek Shabbos, you like to do Matanis on Shabbos, on Tzarek Shabbos, they'll be like give it to Goyim Shabbos. That's the best Eitzah. It's brought down in Hilchos Yerah, in Yerah Day also, in Hilchos Tefilas Kalim, Simon Kufchav, at the end, also the same idea, they give it to a Goy. Zok the Gemara Vayta, it says, V'shoven Shemashikin Esamayim Mikli Evan, that we want to do Ashaka and purify your water by connecting it to the water of the mikvah, you should use a Kli Evan. Because a Kli Eitz that becomes Tamei will not become Tar. You're not allowed to do that. It will become Tar, but you're not allowed to do it Tefillas Kalim of Kli Eitz on Shabbos. So we'll see exactly. Shabbos, Yom Tov, we'll see in a second. First of all, it says, my avaloi matfilin, I'm a shmuel, a matfilin is a kli, I got meim avatar v'yantav. But you can't be terrible the keli in the water to mitar v'yantav. You can do a shaka for the water that became tamei, but not for the keli that became tamei. So Mara's a kasha, money, masisim loy rebi v'loy rabbanon. Our mission is not like rebi or the rabbanon. The tain, look at the braisa. Matfilin is a keli, I got meim. Number one is you can't be terrible kelim in the water on Shabbos Yontif, Latarit, Matarit, Ema Shika, it's my Kli Evan, Latarit. And even if you have a Kli Evan, a stone Kli, which is not a Kabotoma, you can't do a Shaka on the water to connect the water. The very Rebbe. Vechom, I rim. Both are mutter. Matvilim Kali Agave Meir Latarit. You can matvil the Kalim Agave Meir Latarit. Ema Shika, it's my Kli Evan. You can do a Shaka on Latarit. Ema Shika, it's my Kli Evan, Latarit. So our mission is money, you Rebbe. If it's Rebbe, Rebbe said a Shaka is also. Our mission is a Shaka is mutter. You Rebbe, Kasha a Shaka. Irabbanon, if our Mishnah is the Rabbanon, Kasha Atvala. It says in our Mishnah that Tefillah is Aser. It's Aser no matter what. So what's going on here? Gemara, Ibayisema Rebbe, Ibayisema Rabbanon. We could work it out according to Rebbe or work it out according to Rabbanon. Ibayisema Rebbe, Reish the Braisa, Beyonta Vasefer Vashabbos. Like this. When Rebbe says, Ema Tefillah is a Kaila Gai Mema Matairoi, but Ema Shikas Mayam Kli Avon Matairoi, they're talking about two different days. Rebbe means like this. Eimat tefilim as a keli gav meim v'tayra means even on yontif. Reisha the brayso of yontif, which means on yontif you can't do tefilas kelim, but you could do hashaka. Ve'eimat shikas amayim kli evel v'tayra on divrei Rebbe. That's talking about Shabbos. So reisha the brayso of yontif is safer for Shabbos. That means yontif you could do hashaka, which means connect the water, but you can't do tefilas kelim. And on Shabbos you can't even do hashaka according to Rebbe. So our Mishnah, v'kul masis v'yontiv. Our Mishnah v'yontiv. Our Mishnah says that the Ashoka is mutter and the Tefillah is aser. So what yontiv? V'bayisema rabbanon. Can be rabbanon. And the Tefillah rabbanon, the Mishnah, the Brisa that says chom ori matvilim keli gavim meil atayra mashikin es ma'am kliyav. It means like this: matvilim agavim keim ilaydu Tefillah means on yontiv. On Ashoka is mutter on Shabbos, but not Tefillah. Only Ashoka, not Tefillah's kelim at all. So therefore, why is it Rabbanon? Cool, this is my Shabbos. Our Mishnah was Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're allowed to do Hashaka according to Rabbanon, but not Tefillas Kelim, because there looks like a Masakin. You can't do Tefillas Kelim whatsoever.